Track 3.30.
Hard journeys for school children. How do you get to school? This question often gets an answer like, by bus, or I walk, or my parents take me by car. But not always. There are children in many different parts of the world who every day have to go on a difficult journey in order to get to their lessons. They travel for kilometres on foot, or by boat, bicycle, donkey, or train. They cross deserts, mountains, rivers, snow and ice. For example, the children of the Inupiat community in Alaska go to school and then come back when it is dark in extremely cold temperatures. And they are not the only ones. Kids in many countries do this and more. These children in Indonesia have to cross a bridge 10 meters above a dangerous river to get to their class on time. The bridge fell down in 2001 after very heavy rain. Then they walk many more kilometres through the forest to their school in Banten Village. A pupil at Gulu Village Primary School, China, rides a donkey as his grandfather walks beside him. Gulu is a mountain village in a national park. The school is far away from the village. It is halfway up a mountain, so it takes 5 hours to climb from the bottom of the mountain to the school. The children have a dangerous journey. The path is only 45 centimetres wide in some places. In Sri Lanka, some children have to cross a piece of wood between two walls of an old castle every morning. Their teacher watches them carefully. But in Sri Lanka, many girls don't go to school. They have to go to work or get married young. So girls are happy to take a risk in order to get to school. 6-year-old Fabrizio Oliveira gets on his donkey every morning to ride with his friends for over an hour through a desert region in the very dry Sertão area of northeast Brazil. Their school is in Extrema. It's a tiny village. Only very few people live there. These children live in poor houses on Chetla Road in Delhi, India. Their homes are near the busy and dangerous railway lines that go to Alipur Station. Every morning they walk along the tracks to get to their school, 40 minutes away. So one question we can ask is, why do the children do this? Because their parents make them do it? The answer in many cases is no. It's because for them, going to school means a better future. They hope to get a job and money, so they can help their families and their neighbours. And this is why rivers, deserts, or danger won't stop them on their way to school.